Welcome to podcast number five. I'm Amanda Daly and I'm the founder of the Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps gain clarity on you as an individual and areas where you may be holding yourself back. My work also brings an objective view across the business to see any hurdles and barriers that may hinder progression. If you have landed on my website or listening to this podcast, it is very likely you know there is more, whether it is for yourself, your company, culture, or maybe additional energy and direction for your business, such as succession or simply growth. Whatever the reason, welcome. In this podcast, I wanted to explore the concept of coaching and why it helps. In podcast number one, I mentioned how coaching changed my life. When you meet the right coach, the connection is immense and transformation begins. The Institute of Coaching tells us that over 70% of individuals who receive coaching benefit from improved work performance, relationships, and more effective communication skills. However, the same research also shows us over 370,000 coaching professionals are registered on LinkedIn in the UK. Wow. Where do you begin and how do you know if you have a good coach? I'm just putting a slight warning out there against these numbers as they do unsettle me. Now, this isn't about competition as there are so many out there that need help. And if you are good, referrals will come your way. It is because I know what impact a coach has and the trust people put into the process. Coaching is such an incredible tool and it is a gift to be able to offer the services and change lives. However, like a vehicle, if it is not handled right or properly driven, it can be dangerous. A lot of damage can be done with coaching. Now, I know I'm not alone here with these concerns in my industry. Coaching is not governed in the UK. Anyone can set up as a coach. Now, I'm sorry because this podcast isn't me standing on my soapbox, but there are so many coaches who charge so much or so prescriptive. And when you actually look at the returns or life changes, the only person to have benefited is the coach themselves. There are so many individuals who put a trust in a coach, and we can see from these statistics. Sadly, however, may get charged high fees and are left disillusioned. And what a shame, as there are immense coaches out there, and the statistics also do confirm that. Before you work with a coach, what qualifications do they have? Now, I'm not necessarily talking about academic qualifications. However, sometimes it can help demonstrate training and structure. What actual life skill and experience do they have to warrant them to be a coach? Some can invest in a franchise, receive material, and after a weekend, hey, I'm a coach. They may never have run their own business, understood hardship, or even gained relevant life skills. So choose wisely. What impact do you want a coach to have on your life? If it is accountability, then the skills needed from a coach is very different to transformational skills. So investigate how authentic someone is. Investigate how well they can read you, support you, and encourage you. Good coaches often have such a high level of EQ. They have a real ability to see the bigger picture and also help you to discover that picture too. It comes from their deep understanding. And remember, I was always trained, the problem presented is never the problem. Our job is to dig deep and get to the real root of the cause that is holding you back. Now, to end this podcast, I just wanted to read a testimonial from one of my clients. It is real. It's not been fabricated. It is just their experience working from me. I don't tend to name my clients because for me, coaching is very private, but I'll just read it out as what was sent to me. I started my sessions with Amanda to help me navigate my new role at work. It was a completely new experience for me, but within a few sessions, I could already see the benefits of her guidance. Amanda helped me analyse my profile, understand my inherent nature, and help me adapt it to other profiles. Each session introduced new insights, allowing me to grow and develop at my own pace, step by step. Amanda provided actionable tasks to work on between sessions, and we would review the progress and changes these tasks brought about. Moreover, Amanda helped me delve into the core of my being, uncovering emotions and challenges I wasn't even aware of. One of the most significant breakthroughs for me was building confidence. Remarkably, in just two sessions, Amanda made it seem effortless. Now I have a reliable foundation to fall back on whenever I encounter challenging situations. Now, if what you hear resonates, then please do reach out. Also, if I'm not right for you, but if you want advice on a good coach, do reach out. I am happy to go out and guide you towards some fabulous coaches. I know I am not right for everyone, and nor should I be. My overall aim is to improve and change lives for the better. So do please keep following me for further information and tips. And I would so love to hear more about your own personal experiences. So do get engaged. And if there is a certain topic any of you would like me to talk about, just let me know. Thank you, and hopefully speak to you all soon.